105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. You know what today is? The day you're supposed to grab your old yearbook pictures, pull them out, and take a look at those school pictures. Today is National School Picture Day today, a day to reflect, reminisce, look back on those wonderful school pictures that you had in, you know, junior high and high school, maybe even grade school. I've got some grade school ones. I should try to track down. I'll go look and see. You know, I've told you, I do the show from my home studio, and I should go look and see. I think I have a picture where I actually tried to cut my own hair. And have you ever done that? You ever try to cut your own hair, especially when you're a kid, to try to fool your parents that you actually went to the barber and you took that dollar and a quarter and you actually went down and bought a model with it instead? Am I the only one that did that? Maybe that was me. Anyway, I'll see if I can find that picture. I'll share it on Facebook if I can. We'll be right back.
girls forget about it.
Santana with Rob Thomas and Smooth, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. A text through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. Mike, did you say you cut your own hair and kept the money you were supposed to use to get the haircut to go buy a model? I never know what you're going to say. This is why I love starting my day every day with you. Love your show and everything you do, Cammy. Thanks, Cammy. Thanks for listening. I appreciate that. Yes, I did a few minutes ago because of school picture day. When I was in grade school, I actually got $1.25, I think it was, or $1.50, whatever it was, from my dad. I was supposed to go down to the barber shop, which was about two blocks from my house, and go get my hair cut. And my dad was gone at work. My mom was gone at work. And I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll just cut my hair myself. I'll just cut the bangs. Make it look like I got a haircut. And I'll take that money. I'll go down to the store and I'll buy a model. Because I made models when I was a kid. And the first cut, it was like there was a chop right out of the bangs, right in the middle. It's like, oh no, it was really bad. I mean, it was really bad. So I waited until my mom got home from work and told her what had happened. And I fessed up what my plan was. She said, well, you're going to have to explain this to your father, which I did when he got home. And instead of him taking me to the barber shop, he told me, you go buy that model because you're going to get your picture taken just like that, which I did. I think it was fourth or fifth grade. So I'll see if I can track that down. And I did learn my lesson. Don't cut my own hair and save my money from like other things to go buy models. There are lessons to be learned in life. And one of them is definitely don't cut your own hair, especially when you're like fourth grade and you have no clue what you're doing.
Had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups and downs. Been down that rocky road. But here we are still around. We thought about someone else. But neither one took the bait. We thought about breaking up. Now we know. We are bound by all the rest.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay, powered by Chippewa Valley Outdoors, home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
It's game time with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Why pay full price when you could score big with discounted gift certificates to your hometown favorites? Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't wait, get in the game today. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save like a champion with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in Him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Where can I find a woman like that, like Jesse?
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's McKay in the morning along with you. Ron will remind you the 14th annual Walk for a Cure to benefit the American Cancer Society is coming up Saturday, September 20th. That's just a week away, a week from Saturday. It's going to be taking place during the Booyah Days Festival in downtown Cadott, Citizen State Bank main office parking lot in Cadott, right on Main Street. That's where it's going to start out, the walk. There's also going to be post-walk fun, free prize drawings for all participants. Here's what they're asking for, a minimum donation of $20, and you can register ahead of time if you want at any Citizen State Bank location. You could do it online if you want, or if you want to do it, you can do it on site morning of. You can do that between 8:30 and 9, the day of the walk. So again, the 14th annual Walk for a Cure to benefit the American Cancer Society, Saturday, September 20th. So that's a week from this Saturday. It's going to take place again. It's going to all hover right around the Citizen State Bank main office parking lot on Main Street in Cadott. And if you want more info, you can always drop me a message, drop me a text through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW, and I'll be glad to let you know about it. And by the way, if you're a group or organization having some type of get-together, fundraiser, event, drop us a text or an email through that Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW or on our website. If you go to wcfw.fm and scroll down our website, there's a email contact at the bottom of that. And let us know about it, and we'll be sure to pass it along and let everybody know what's happening right here.
Yeah. much time on my
105.7 CFW 80s 90s more than go sticks. Mike McKay along with you. All right, time for our remake rewind this morning. This one had a great beginning. Very interesting remake too, how it came about. The song originally written back in 1961, 62-ish, was written by Carole King. And she wrote the song specifically for one singer named Dee Dee Sharp, who passed on the song, didn't want to do it. That's when Carole decided to have her babysitter, who was named Eva Boyd, do the song, recorded the demo of it. The record label loved it. They decided to call her Little Eva, and the song went on to be a hit in 1962.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the La Mama Ocean. I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now. Come on, baby, do the La Mama Ocean.
Now we go to the remake. It's 1987. Actually, it was 1986. And an up-and-coming Australia soap opera star and singer was at a fundraiser and did an impromptu version of that song. It was shortly after that that she was signed to a record deal by a record company, and it went on to be a top 10 hit for Kylie Minogue and her version of The Locomotion. A 105.7 CFW.
Soda wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Like a load on your back that you can't see.
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, more. Mike along with you. The morning show brought to you by Chippewa Valley Outdoors, where they've got their winterization special on right now. Free roof inspection, RV antifreeze, $94.95. Give them a call. And also, if you get some major repairs done, you could also get free winter storage. Again, call for specific details. Chippewa Valley Outdoors, 715-833-0066. They're on Highway 53. Take that Melby Street exit. They're right there, right along Highway 53. Can't miss them. Also, check them out online, ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com. They are your RV sales and service headquarters. All right, coming up right after the Commodores, 42% of us have used somebody else's what? Okay, I'll tell you what it is, and maybe you have. I mean, it's not a huge deal, I guess. All right, I'll tell you what it is in like 3 minutes. Hang tight.
Days, yeah, yeah. She knows she's built and knows how.
5-7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. It's Commodores and Brick House. It's Mike along with you. All right, 42% of us have used someone else's what is what I left you hanging with. 42% of us in a survey have said we've used someone else's toothbrush. I would assume it's someone you know, and I would assume it's someone that you know very, very well, okay? Because I don't know about you. Look, you can do, people can do whatever they want, but I'm not using some random stranger's toothbrush. And if I have somebody that just asks me to borrow my toothbrush, guess what? It's now their toothbrush. That's just who I am.
Chippewa Falls wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. You can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
I don't mean to interrupt your meal, but I saw you from across the cafe, and you're the Geico Gecko, right?
In the flesh.
Oh, my goodness. This is huge to finally meet you. I love Geico's fast and friendly claim service.
Well, that's how Geico gets 97% customer satisfaction.
Anyway, that's all. Enjoy the rest of your food.
No worries. So are you just going to watch me eat?
Oh, sorry. Just a little starstruck. I'll be on my way.
If you're going to stick around, just pull up a chair.
You're the best.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Department of Rejected Dreams. If you had a dream rejected, IKEA can make it possible.
So I always dreamed of having a man cave.
But the wife doesn't like it.
What if I called it a woman cave?
Okay, so let's not do that, but add some relaxing lighting and a comfy IKEA Hofburg ottoman, and now it's a cozy retreat.
Nice, a cozy retreat. Man cozy retreat.
Sir, okay. Find your big dreams, small dreams, and cozy retreat dreams in-store or online at ikea.us. Dream the possibilities.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is reporting the loss of federal grant funding for two programs. DPI officials say they were notified on Friday that federal funding for the Wisconsin Deafblind Technical Assistance Project and the State Personnel Development Grant have been canceled. The Deafblind Technical Assistance Project was in the middle of a five-year, $550,000 grant cycle, and the Personal Development Grant would have brought in over $10 million over 5 years for special education teachers. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is reminding residents to check a used vehicle they're planning to buy for potential flood damage. According to a press release, water damage can be difficult to spot and could cause mechanical and electrical issues. Before purchasing the vehicle, residents should check for a damp or musty smell, look for water signs, discoloration, or mud in the engine, and test the functionality of all electrical components. Buyers should also consider having their own mechanic inspect the vehicle. Transportation officials are reminding residents of a closure on Highway A near Chetek this week. The section of Highway A passing under the southbound Highway 53 bridge could remain closed for the rest of the week for demolition work on half the bridge deck. The closure is part of an ongoing effort to rehabilitate seven bridges along Highway 53 between New Auburn and Cameron over 2 years. Following the completion of work on Highway A, construction crews will move on to another deck removal project that will close Highway AA for a few days. The Pierce County Board of Supervisors will give additional consideration to increasing funding for county libraries at their meeting this month. The issue was first raised in the board's August meeting, with county library directors requesting an increase in County Act 150 funding from 90% to 95%. They argue that changes in operating expenses like payroll or utilities and the circulation of items should justify the additional funding. The Act 150 legislation requires the county to reimburse public libraries for the services they provide for county residents. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog early, then expect skies to become mostly sunny. It'll be a beautiful September day with a high of 76. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 56. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, a high near 80. Mid-80s by Saturday. Right now, it's 57. CFW.
Yeah.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you. Have you ever been hanging out with friends and you're just getting chewed up by mosquitoes and you said, man, the mosquitoes are bad, and they'll say things, you're like, nah, I haven't been bit once. Guess what? It could be you. You could be the reason that you're being bitten by mosquitoes. There's a pretty intense mosquito study that has been done by Dutch researchers. And I'll tell you what they had to say in about 15 minutes or so. All right? Stay close.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Gone.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. Two American kids doing best they can.
'80s, '90s, and more.
Might as well jump.
CFW.
Young and wild and free.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
CFW.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.